The Jamaica Chamber of Commerce calling on both political parties to provide clear and detailed explanations of their major manifesto promises. This is WAVS News. The JCC says particular attention must be given to promises involving tax cuts, increased expenditure, and economic growth plans. The governing Jamaica Labour Party, through Prime Minister Dr. Andrew Holness, has proposed to reduce the income tax rate from 25% to 15% if it wins the general election September 3.
Over time, we will reduce the base rate of personal income tax from 25 to 15%.
The People's National Party, meanwhile, is promising to raise the income tax threshold to $3.5 million effective 2026 if it forms the next government.
We will be increasing the tax threshold so that persons who currently pay tax at 25%, if they're earning up to $3.5 million a year, they will be paying tax at 0% under the next PNP government.
In Guyana, presidential candidate for a partnership for national unity, Aubrey Norton, on Thursday evening warned Guyanese voters in next Monday's general and regional elections not to be deceived by alleged tax evaders who use their ill-gotten wealth to donate houses to them. Norton did not name any specific party or person, but his comments came against the background of Azrud Mohammed's We Invest in Nationhood political party continuing to attract large numbers of persons at political meetings. Mohammed and his father, Nazar Mohammed, were sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control for allegedly evading more than $50 million in taxes payable to the Guyana government on more than 10,000 kilograms of exported gold. The Caribbean Community's climate envoy is calling on stakeholders in the agriculture sector to more intentionally operate with an understanding of climate change. Addressing a seminar on environmental change, Dr. James Fletcher urged farmers to gain a better understanding of how rising temperatures will affect produce yield.
For some crops, it's just difficult for them to have that same yield when temperatures are always in their 30s than they would have when they are in their 20s or their mid-20s. Some cultivars, some varieties of plant do better in certain temperature ranges. So as the temperature gets hotter and hotter, it makes it difficult for those plants to now produce the same number of flowers or for those flowers to set fruit the same way.
Dominica Prime Minister Roosevelt Kurt announced that Parliament is reconvening today to consider a bill amending the Registration of Electors Act 2025. The Prime Minister states that the Commission, in correspondence dated August 21, indicated that the September 1 start date was not feasible to commence this important exercise and requested an extension. The proposed amendment responds to a formal request from the Electoral Commission for additional time to begin the voter confirmation process originally scheduled to commence September 1. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.